I knew. When I saw him, I felt as if I met a Buddha in hell.
Hadar's teacher was alive, but her parents weren't. Her entire family had been wiped out by the bomb. Sueko Hadar grew up very quickly after that. She knew she was on her own. A few years after the atomic bomb struck, she decided she'd have to get married to survive.
At the time, I was being raised by relatives. It was very hard for them, especially after they had a baby. I knew they had to reduce the number of mouths to feed. Round about then, a man offered to take me as his wife. I said yes, and we got married the month I graduated from junior high.
Hadar had children, but she was often distant from them. Only rarely did she talk about what she'd been through.
Even though he was little, my son cried when I told him my story. I think he was in third grade. He cried and said, "I'm so sorry, Mom." Generally, I didn't want other people to know I was a Hiroshima orphan. It wasn't respectable to be an orphan. Also, a lot of Japanese people believed that if you'd been exposed to A-bomb radiation, you had a contagious disease. I know many other survivors who have concealed their past from friends and neighbors.
Hadar, though, no longer conceals her past. She even talks about her health problems, often the most sensitive issue for A-bomb survivors. She's had many illnesses. In 1987, doctors told her she wouldn't live 5 years. Sueko Hadar hasn't exactly come to terms with her life story, but she does want to make sense of it by retelling it. This interview is as much for the family members she's brought with her as for anyone else. Hadar's granddaughter, Yuko, is 23. Yuko says that she, like all children in Japan, learned about the A-bomb at school. But lectures in class, she says, didn't compare with hearing it direct from your own grandmother. Yuko's elder sister Yoshiko says she now feels she's inherited her grandmother's memory. Holding her one-year-old baby, she says, "It's my responsibility to pass this on to my child." The baby is named Luna, and she's a delightful surprise for the 67-year-old Hadar.
I always thought I would die in my 40s. I never imagined I would be able to see my great-grandchild.
These lighter moments are rare, and they're often followed by dark observations from Hadar. It happens several times during our interview. First contentment, then foreboding.
Today, I'm so grateful to see my family living in happiness. But I get nervous, because I was at the height of my happiness the day before the A-bomb was dropped. Our family had a meal together for the first time in 4 months, and then the next day, my life was destroyed.
There seems to be enough tragedy in Hadar's story for an entire generation. But in fact, there are tens of thousands of people from Hiroshima with similar stories. Like Hadar, they describe what they saw as a hell populated by ghosts. Like her, they're unable to feel happy. And like her, they worry that radiation is still in their bodies. Akiko Naono, the woman